This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading all the way through all the Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only holy and awesome God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Abba, the God of beauty and bountiful blessings. You're the Creator, and you are our delight. You're everything we need and faithful each new school day. Oh Lord, you're glorious in the hope of education. Incredible are your ways. Just are your ways. Kind are your ways. You are love and you are mercy. You are even the God who numbers the hair on our head. Oh Lord, you are over all and the perfect and powerful protector. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, the Redeemer, the Savior, and the Teacher of Teachers. Your ways are unfathomable, and you are the voice we are longing to hear. You are the way maker and the expert in education. Your name is Yahweh and Yahshua and the God of Zion. We lift our hands, we raise our voices, and we proclaim that you are God alone. There is no other God. O gracious King, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your defending. And thank you for your guidance. Help us, Lord, today to be looking to you for everything, every little thing, every big thing, because you are the God who is gracious and merciful, who helps us. Lord, we petition you for the extra power of the Holy Spirit within us today, because you are the one who can set our path straight. You said that even if we are evil and we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So we are asking today for Holy Spirit guidance to bless those in our school community today. We love you, Lord. We look to you for all things and we praise you in the holy and high and lifted up name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're up to Psalm 141. That's just amazing. We're going to hear Psalm 141 read by Teresa Turner. Teresa is a Christian educator, high school teacher in Kansas City, Kansas. And I'll let her introduce herself. The Word of God, Psalm 141.
This is Teresa Turner from the Kansas City area, reading Psalm 141 in the ESV version, a psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity. And let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely.
Praise God for the reading of His Word, and thank you, Teresa, for reading Psalm 141 today. Let us pray Psalm 141, my friends. To our guardian and protector, our prayers are continually a cry for peace. Help us, Lord, to be peacemakers by our actions and our words. Set a guard, O Lord, over our mouths. Help us to be aware of the words that cross our lips. We are such an influence on our students and colleagues. May our prayers be as incense before you, and the lifting of our hands be as the evening sacrifice. We long to understand how to be a living sacrifice for you each day at school and home. Our prayers are continually against evil. We petition you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Our eyes are toward you, O God, our Lord. We seek refuge in you and rejoice that you are our defender. Please protect our elementary school teachers as they speak words of grace to our smallest children. Oh, please give grace to our middle school teachers who care for students who are in this awkward stage. Bless our high school teachers to be motivators for our older students and protect us all from false accusations. Lord, the enemy is real, but you are far greater than anything that can come against us. We bow before you with grateful thanks and pray in the protective name of Jesus, O Lord, amen. Oh, thank you, my precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. We're going to read our daily devotional from Christian Educators. It is written today by Don Clark. Don is a longtime faithful member of Christian Educators. He used to be an elementary school special education teacher, and he served in the same school for over 30 years. He is the area director for Christian Educators in Houston. Don has called his devotional for today, A True Day of Rest. The scripture that Don chose is Exodus 35, verse 2. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day shall be your holy day, a day of Sabbath rest to the Lord. Neil is a high school English teacher who facilitates a staff encouragement group at his school once a week. Neil noticed that one of the teachers who regularly met for prayer seemed to be physically ill quite often. He knew she was a strong believer and very active in youth ministry at her church. As prompted by the Holy Spirit, one day Neil asked her, "Do you ever rest? Do you ever take a real Sabbath day of rest?" She assured Neil she did, so he asked her what an average Sunday was like for her. This was her Sabbath agenda: prepare for and teach Sunday school, attend a 1 to 2 hour worship service, prepare and serve lunch for her family, do several loads of laundry, take a 2 hour nap, prepare and serve supper, and then go back to church and attend the 1 to 2 hour evening church service. Neil was exhausted after she finished explaining it to him. Her day of rest was actually only 2 hours of rest. What does your Sabbath day of rest look like? The truth is that God wants us to rest in His arms. He wants us to take our empty hands and lead us. But He can't grab our hands to lead us if we are constantly carrying something. We must let go and let Him lead. Lord, show us how to take a true Sabbath day of rest. Amen. And that, dear friends, was our Christian Educator Daily Devotional written today by Don Clark, our friend from Houston, Texas. He called it A True Day of Rest. And now, friends, I wanted to remind you that we are going to be praying again today at 1:16 p.m. this most inconvenient time, is chosen because of Romans 1:16. You can say it with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we're going to be praying that the body of Christ surrounds our schools in prayer, especially in these last few weeks. And so, my friends, we're going to pause and pray. We don't bow our heads. We don't close our eyes. We pray in our hearts, and we go right back to what we were doing. It should be a minimal interruption and with great joy. You are joining your brothers and sisters across the nation because you are not alone, my friend. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now it is my joy to bless you with our blessing for this school year, which is Psalm 23. I'm going to read it to you today in the Contemporary English Bible, the CEB. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.